Instructions for when and how to use the following guided practice, along with a written transcript, can be found in the book, The Loving Parent Guidebook. This recording and the original text are both copyrighted by Adult Children of Alcoholics World Service Organization, Incorporated, all rights reserved. You can find additional recordings at lpg.adultchildren.org. For more information about Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families, please visit www.adultchildren.org. This guided practice, Honoring Your Inner Teenager's Anger, is from page 180. To begin, find a quiet and comfortable space without distraction. Find a position that helps you stay alert but comfortable. Your eyes can be open with a soft gaze on one spot or closed. Please take care of yourself during this guided practice if it becomes too intense for you. If you move out of your challenge zone, try opening your eyes and looking around your space, listening to sounds in the room, or feeling how your body is supported by the chair or whatever surface you are sitting on or lying on. Take a moment to settle in and feel your breath or listen to the sounds in your space. If you choose the breath, pay attention to the part of your body where the breath feels most comfortable for you. That could be at your nostrils, belly, or the rise and fall of your shoulders. Pay attention to that one place and take a few slow breaths, feeling your breath. Let any thoughts you might have fade away. If your mind wanders, that's okay. Gently bring yourself back to the present moment and put your attention on your breath or sounds. Continue to breathe naturally. Think of a person who easily triggers your anger or around whom you tend to get reactive, even if you're able to hide your reactivity. This could be a family member, someone at work, someone in your community with whom you tend to argue, get judgmental, use sarcasm, or try to prove yourself. This may be someone who seems unable to see you or respect you, or who doesn't follow through when they say they will. In your mind's eye, recall a specific time with this person when you got triggered. Where were you? What were you wearing? How are you feeling? Notice any physical sensations that arise as you remember this situation. Tune into your breathing. What feelings are present? Notice any desire to lash out or defend, even if only in your mind. Connect with this part of yourself who feels angry and resentful, perhaps even enraged. Try to stay open and let them feel what they feel. Invite your inner teen to speak to you directly, letting them know you're there to listen. What bugs your inner teen about this person and that situation? How do they feel about interacting with this person? How do they want to react to this person? What do they wish they could say to this person? Let them get it all out. Empathize with their feelings and thank them for their honesty and vulnerability. You might ask them what the situation reminds them of from childhood. How far back have they felt this way? Give yourself a moment to be with these feelings, not to change them, but just to be with them. What does your inner teenager need to hear or need you to do? Pause and let any answer come. You don't have to search for an answer. Maybe they need to hear you understand how alone they felt, how they survived the best way they knew how angry they are about the adults in their lives who didn't hear, see, protect, or support them, or your little one. Perhaps the way to connect is just be with them in silence, making space for their complicated feelings. Let them know that they won't always feel such strong emotions. They don't need to take it personally when others don't respect boundaries. People won't always get or respect boundaries, but there's an adult inside who can set and maintain boundaries with people. Let your inner child know it's okay for them to be exactly where they are and exactly who they are. It's not their responsibility, and it never was, to take care of the inner child or situations like the one with this person. Your loving parent is there now. You're going to take excellent care of this inner teenager, and you understand it will take time to build their trust. Let your inner teen know that you hope they can relax and just be a teenager as they feel comfortable and trust you more. You will always find ways for them to let off steam, maybe through movement, art, being in nature, sports, trying out a new style of clothing or haircut, laughing with friends, whatever feels right. Taking safe risks, such as having a voice and advocating for your inner family needs, are ways to let their beautiful qualities like authenticity and courage shine. Take a moment to let this guided practice settle. When you're ready, open your eyes or lift your gaze and reconnect with the world around you.